Sarah. Shmana Pesukim Shabbatar is an exception to the rule. So the Rabbi would ask, where did the minyan disappear? The beginning of Parshas Vezayis HaBracha, you can't lay without a minyan. So the Hadamim said, where did the minyan disappear? So what kind of a kasha? The minyan, they walked out. There was a minyan, it started, got to the end, and then somebody walked out. So the Karvinara, and some of the other Mefarshim learned, that was the Rabbi's kasha. Al Pidin, Yerushalmi says, and the Rambam quotes that Yerushalmi, if you started Kriyas HaTorah, you started Chazoras HaShatz with dominion, and some of the people walked up, and you have Raif HaTziva left, so you may continue. So even if it wouldn't be Vizayis HaBracha, any parsha, if you started with dominion, you can continue later. Just at that point, let's step back a little bit. In the days of the Tanoim, the practice was, as it says in the Mishnah Megillah, The Kohen alone said the bracha in the beginning, Shabbach Abanu, and the one who got the last aliyah said Ashanas Amanu. And it was in the days of Rav Shmuel and Bavel, the beginning of the generation of the Amoraim, that they changed the practice that every Olal HaTorah said a bracha before and after. So the Kesef Mishnah is Mesupik, whether that din of the Yerushalmi still applies. Maybe you treat the whole Kriyas HaTorah as one unit. In the days of the Tanoim, they'd say one bracha before, one bracha after. So you started the unit of Kriyas HaTorah with the minyan, some walked out in the middle. So if you have the Rav HaTziva left, so then they continue. But now that Rav changed the nature of the din, that every Aliyah has a bracha before and after. So maybe every Aliyah is a separate unit. So maybe you can finish the first Aliyah. Let's say you had 10 people, the Kohen got an Aliyah, and the 10th person walked out in the middle of the Kohen's Aliyah. So you can finish till the end of that unit, the Kohen will say a bracha at the end. Bizman HaTanoim, you're not going to be finished until the whole Kriyas HaTorah is over. You can say a bracha before and a bracha at the end. But Bizman HaMarayim, Bizman HaZed, that we say a bracha before and after every Aliyah, maybe can only finish that Aliyah that had a minyan in the beginning. So he's Mesupik. It's an interesting suffix. What was changed in the days of Rabbi Shmuel? That they have every Olal HaTorah says a bracha before and after. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Ran on the Rif in Megillah says that was always the din. Every Olal HaTorah is supposed to have a bracha before and after. But everybody was in shul. And when the Kohen said the bracha Shabbach Abanu, everybody had a mind to be Yotze in case I get an Aliyah. In case I got Shlishi, Rivi, Hamishi, Shishi, Shri, whatever. I said, Amen. And everybody's going to stay in shul till the end, and then the one who's going to get the last aliyah is going to say, Hashanah Salon. So all the people who got the first aliyahs will pay attention. They will be Yotze, which Shemei Kaina. So the din was always like that, except that the din used to be because it was Mesudadik. Everybody was in shul in the beginning, so they all heard the bracha Shabbach Abanu. Everybody's going to stay till the end. They're all going to hear the bracha Hashanah Salon. So it's considered with Shemei Kaina as if everybody said a bracha before and after. But in the days of Rabbi Shmuel, in Bavel, the shuls were like a train station. People going in, going out. That's what the Gemara says, b'mpnei ha-nechnosim u'mpnei ha-yotzim. Because people were coming in and going out. So you can't assume that everybody was there when the Kohen said the bracha Shabbach Abon. Everybody's going to be there when the last time the Lord is going to have Shabbat. It's like a train station, b'mpnei ha-nechnosim ha-yotzim. So that's what they introduced, and each one should actually say his own bracha, shouldn't be lying on Shema Kaina. But that was always the din, that every other latar has to say the bracha. If you say it like that, then the suffix of the Kesef Mishnah is a mistake. What is it Mesupik about? Nothing changed. It was always like that. Every aliyah was in a certain sense a separate unit, but the whole Kriyas HaTorah is one unit. You have a right to, since you started Kriyas HaTorah with a minyan, and the minyan is left, but you have right Bat Siva left there, so you can finish. Because Mishnah was Mesupik, not like he doesn't quote the Ran, he is Mesupik. Maybe the Pshat is that it was a fundamental change in the nature of the Takana. That in the days of the Tanoim, the Takana was that the whole Kriyas HaTorah is one unit. That's why there's only a bracha before and the beginning and the end and the end. And not that everybody's Yotze B'Shemei Kaina. The whole Kriyas HaTorah is one unit. Maybe in the days of Rav, when they changed it, that everybody says on bracha, maybe each Aliyah is a separate unit. That din in the Yerushalmi no longer applies. The Mishkan Zankiv has a tshuva. He thinks that maybe the din shouldn't apply today. He quotes the Kesef Mishnah. He wants to say the din doesn't apply. He assumes perhaps it's a fundamental change, a fundamental difference. Yeah. Anyway, but the Rabbit asks on the Rambam, what do you mean? What happened to the meaning? So that's what the Kevinera says. The Rambam means any other Sedra, any other Parsha. If there was a Tzibur, there was a minion of 10 people in the beginning, and then a few people left, then you have left 6 people, right? Had Tzibur. Then and only then you can continue to the rest of the Kriyas HaTorah. Even if you don't have 6 people left, you can still finish. That's what the Rambam holds. So according to the Rambam, he seems to learn that the Shmanim Psukim Shabbat Torah is not a Dovish HaBikdusha. The reason why you need a minion is because it's a Dovish HaBikdusha. So the Gemara, we do understand a little bit the Gemara. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu says, that's a Dovish HaBikdusha. Whatever the other Nevi'im say, that's Nevuah. That's Hayir Asher. That's not a Dovish HaBikdusha. So the Gemara said, that's good if the Shmanim Psukim Shabbat Torah were written by Yeshua ben Nun. But if it was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, if you should assume by Reb Shimon, even the Shmona Pesukim were written by Moshe Rabbeinu. So the whole Torah is written by Moshe Rabbeinu. So everything should be a Dovish HaBikdusha. The Gemara says, no, Havishtani Yishtani. And what does that mean? So we explained yesterday what it means. But most of the Rishonim did not learn like the Rambam. Well, Yochid Kariyasin, you don't need a minyan. What a wild pshat. So according to the other pshatim, we don't understand. What does it have to do with who wrote the Shmona Pesukim? So if you say like Rashi, we don't understand what's wrong. Why can't you divide the 8 psukim into 2 units? What's so bad? Why can't you give Isafa 4 psukim? We don't understand. If you would say Yochid Kariyasim, shouldn't you read these 8 psukim together with other psukim? Should lay it separately? But that's not what Rashi says in Bava Basra. Rashi says you shouldn't divide it 4 and 4. So we don't understand. If it would mean don't combine it with anything else, think that it's not part of the Torah. It's a footnote at the end of the Torah that was put in by Yeshua ben Nun. So then we would understand why you shouldn't combine it with other, why you can't make life suffer. We don't fully understand. So Tosis had other pshat. So then there was another pshat, Yochid Kariyosim, the Rambam quotes the Marcha, the Yochid Ham Yuchid. You give the aliyah to the biggest Talmid Chacham, to the rabbi in the community, because the parsha there describes the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu died and Yeshua ben Nun took over. So we give the aliyah to the rabbi, even though there's no Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no Yeshua ben Nun, the rabbi is our Moshe Rabbeinu. He's our Talmid Chacham. We're going to follow anything that he says. That's a very nice idea. So what does it have to do with who wrote the Shmona Pesukim Shabbat Torah? It makes sense whether it was written by Moshe, written by Yeshua. We don't understand the whole Hemshech HaGemara. But then there was another pshat that we said that maybe you can figure out. Tosfos has another pshat. Yochid Kari Yosef. Usually when you have Kriyas HaTorah, the Baal Kori lanes and the Olal HaTorah says the bracha. So we're working on the different opinions. Who's Motzi whom with what? The din should be the same one who says the bracha should lane. So in the days of the Gurnim, they divided it up. That the Baal Kori does the laning and the Olal HaTorah says the brachas. In fact, it's interesting. The Mishnah says in Megillah, HaKol Olam LeMinyan Shiva. You can give a child even before Bar Mitzvah. A cotton can get an aliyah. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos in Reish Pei Beis. Hilchos Shabbos is about Kriyas HaTorah. Most of the dinim and Kriyas HaTorah are in the beginning of Chelek Beis in the Mishnah Brurim. Kuf Lamed Hei, the first couple of simonim there. And then in Reish Pei Beis in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, they have some more dinim of Kriyas HaTorah. So the Magen Avraham in Simur Reish Pei Beis discusses that din, that a cotton can get an aliyah. How come we don't allow a cotton to get an aliyah today? We only give him after. How come we don't give an aliyah? So the Magen Avraham quotes, there's a machlokes harishonim, when it says a cotton can get an aliyah, what does it mean? Does it mean he can be the Baal Korei? Because Talein is not to be Moitzi, the Tzibur Kriyas HaTorah, that's not based on Shemei Kohen. Whenever, let's say, I'm going to say Kiddush for the other, I'm going to say Havdalah to him. To myself and to be Moitzi the other. So that's based on Shemei Kohen. So Shemei Kohen, the Mishnah has a rule in Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says that Mishainim B'chuyi B'dovre and Moitzi Eserat M'udechei Vosim. If the best Baal Tekeh is a cotton before Bar Mitzvah, and the best Baal Tekeh is a woman who's not M'chuyi B'tekeh Shofar or a Goy, so they can't be Moitzi the Rab M'udechei Vosim. They have to be M'chuyi B'dovre. So Tosfos says the Kasha, how can the cotton lay in Kriyas HaTorah? How can you give a cotton aliyah? Whoever gets the aliyah is going to lay. How can it be Moitzi the Tzibur? The cotton is not Mechuyiv Adav. It's only Mechuyiv Metam Chinach, and the others are Mechuyiv a stronger Chiv. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchi used to say, you see from the, I told over that story, that the Rav Moshe Soloveitchi was a Rav in Europe for different communities. He was a Rav for a while. till before he came to America. So the shamans in the shul, who was the Balkare, wanted an increase in salary. So he made a request, and the members of the board had a meeting, and they discussed it, and they decided they're not going to give him an increase in salary. So the shamans found out who was the main member of the board who was opposed to him. So he made an announcement, let everybody know he's going to lane at the lowest salary, but he has a mind to be mighty everybody except for that member of the board who decided that he shouldn't get the increase in salary. So he's a religious man. So he asked Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, do I have to daven in a different shul? Because the Baal Torah said he has a mind not to be mighty me. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said that Kriyas HaTorah, everybody's yotze, is not based on Shema Kohen. It's Limud HaTorah. Whoever pays attention is yotze. If you don't pay attention, you're not yotze. So his raya was the cotton. The fact that the cotton can get an aliyah. And Taisa says, the kasha, the cotton is not Mechuyah B'dobah. How can he yotze the Rav Medechai Vosom? So Taisa gives a different answer. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said he thinks the answer is that in Talmud Torah, it doesn't depend on Shema Kohenah. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a marshal. One used to sit right in front of him. Rav Soloveitchik used to sit by a desk. The guy, the student sat right in front of him, didn't know how to learn. But Rabbi Soloveitchik liked him very much because his father, that boy's father, was in Rabbi Soloveitchik's class the first year that he started teaching in YU. So he liked that boy. So he always used to call about, that boy should read the Gemara. Then there was a guy in the back. The guy in the back was Professor Shmuel Boylan, big Talmud Chacham. He's one of the deans at Toro, at Landers College. He was always big Talmud Chacham. So he used to needle Rabbi Soloveitchik. He always used to ask him from the Meiri and from the Tosfei HaRosh. Rabbi Soloveitchik would always get angry. And he would say, will you stop bothering me with your Meiris and with your Tosfei HaRosh? So Rabbi Soloveitchik says in Shia, he's saying over this explanation. So he says, the guy in front of me, I love him, but he doesn't understand the Shia. I have a mind to be Moitzi him. The guy in the back, I can't stand him. So I have a mind not to be Moitzi him. So he said, who's Yotzi Talmud Torah? The guy who understands is Yotze, whether I have a mind to be Moitzi Himana. The guy in the front, if he doesn't understand, he's not Yotze Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah depends whether you're paying attention, whether you know what I'm talking about. Doesn't help. Shemeh, Yotze Moitzi. Miskaven Lahoitzi. So he said, that's what his father said, that the Tosef is the Kasha, how can the Kotan get an Aliyah? Kotan is done the Chuyi B'dover, Mishena Chuyi B'dover, and Eina Moitzi, so I'm the Chaybosan, how can the Kotan be Moitzi? So he said, it's not based on Shemeh Kaina. Whoever pays attention to Kriyas HaTorah is Yetzir. If you don't pay attention, he said, he told the member of the board, he doesn't have to go daven in another shul. It doesn't matter. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that if the Baal Tekeya has a Seine in the shul and he has a mind not to be Moitzi the Seine, then you have to go, you have to listen to Tekeya Shofar in a different shul. Because blowing Shofar for the Rabbim is based on Shemei Kohen, you have to have Kavanah Lahoitzi. And if Baal Tekeya doesn't like somebody there, so you won't be Yetzir. I remember the first time after I got married, the first time I ate by my in-laws, so my father-in-law asked me, do I want to make my own kiddush or do I want to be yotze with his kiddush? So I didn't know which was the right answer. I didn't know what he wanted. I found out later he wanted that we should be yotze with his kiddush. I married the youngest daughter. There were four daughters and one son. So there was one older brother-in-law of mine, who was a chassidish, he always said his own kiddush. My father-in-law was always annoyed about that. Why doesn't he yotze with his kiddush? So I didn't know what my father-in-law thought was the right answer. Whether he wants. So I said, Pa, it depends on you. If you like me, you have mind to be yotze me. So then if you don't like me, I got to say my own kiddush. So he smiled and he said, he likes me. He likes me. He'll have a mind to be yotze me. That's all. And I found out later that was the right answer. He wanted that the sons-in-law should be yotze with his kiddush. He didn't want that every son-in-law should say his own kiddush. So the Magen Avraham in Reish Pei Beis discusses how come the minhag today is that we don't give an aliyah to a kotan. Says b'feirush in the Mishnah, kotan hakol olam min yeshiva, noshim ektanim, a kotan can get an aliyah. So the Magen Avraham quotes a machlokes harishonim. It's not the rishonim that we're for. It's not the Rabbein Tam. One is Rabbein Eliyahu in London. Now the Magen Avraham had these one. Now they're printing these one. Magen Avraham had a manuscript. So he quotes, one Rishon is of the opinion that Kotan can get an aliyah. He can lain, but he can't say the brachas. He can only lain. In the days of the Tanoim, the people who got the middle aliyahs only lain. They didn't say the brachas. Only the first one said, the last one said. So that's what the Kotan could get the middle aliyah where he's lain. And the other Rishonim say just the reverse. The Kotan cannot lain. Because when you're laying, you might see the Rabbi Medei Chayvasa, not like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said. when you learn your divaitza the rabbin, so the katan can only get the aliyah, means he can say the bracha. So because of the shita, the katan cannot learn. There's one shita can't say the bracha. So if you choshes for both, then you're left with nothing. Then the katan can't get any aliyah. Half of the Rishonim say he cannot learn to be moitzi this year. Half of the Rishonim say he cannot say the bracha. So if you choshes for both, you're left with nothing. The haftarah for sure he can get. So getting back again. So, since the days of the Gaonim, we have the practice that we have a Balkari, and nobody learns their own. Some of the people will know how to learn, some of the people will make a lot of mistakes. So we don't let anybody learn their own aliyah. In fact, Rabbi Soloveitchik understood what it's... He was very strict on Minhagim. He used to be very makpid to observe all the Minhagim. All the Minhagim that I mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. So he said, the minig is that the Balkari never gets an aliyah except for the Teichecha. That's what it says in the Ramah. Simple reading of the Ramah. The Balkari never gets his own an aliyah because he's learning for himself. So that's what... He never allowed the Balkari to get an aliyah. So the student says, and what about the common practices that a bar mitzvah boy learns the sedra, then he learns his own. He said, it's against the takana. Takana is that you never learn your own aliyah. I have one daughter has two sets of twin boys. So the twins became bar mitzvah in the same week. So one learned half of the sedra, and the brother got an aliyah. The other one learned the second half of the sedra, and the first one got the aliyah. Neither learned his own aliyah. Because we were careful not to violate this. The Ramah sounds like he says like that. I remember they once took me on Shabbos afternoon. I was in the old city in Yerushalayim. So they took me to Daven Mincha by Rav Nevinsal. So Rav Nevinsal is a Levi, and he lanes, and he takes the aliyah. Levi takes the second aliyah. He always does it every week. So I mentioned to him that Rav Soloveitchik had this kepeda. So he said, there is no such shita like that. There is no such man. He never heard it? Okay. But Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's what it says in the Ramah. The Balkari never gets an aliyah, only the Teichecha. That's the one exception to the rule. Because if you give the aliyah to someone else, it sounds as if the Balkari is cursing him. Yak Hashem Meshachefes. So instead of giving the aliyah to someone else, the Balkari lanes, that's the one exception to the rule. He only gets an aliyah, but the Teichecha doesn't get any other aliyah. Yeah.
If it were a case like
only
the
Balkari
was able to get the aliyah. According
to Rabbi Soloveitchik,
would it be better that we should have
the Torah
and the
Balkari
if he lives, or we should
have the... No, he got no choice. He can't observe this many. Okay. Got no choice in that case. So Taisus quotes such a pshat. Shemayin ha-psukim shabatayra, you don't have the Balkari lane and the Oyla la-Torah says the bracha. The Oyla la-Torah should say the bracha and he should lane. He should do everything. Yochid Kari Yosam, you don't have two people laning. The rest of the Kol HaTorah Kula, the rest of the Aliyahs, the Balkari lanes, and the other Torah says it along softly. That's the Rosh says. The one who gets on Aliyah should say along softly the Kriya. And Shemana Pesuk Moshavatai, you shouldn't have two people laning at the same time. You should only have the Ola Torah, should lane, just like the Tuchacha. The Balkari says the Bracha, and he lanes, so the Shemana Pesuk Moshavatai, he should say. So Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. They said, how can you put this pshat into the Gemara? That practice that the Balkari lanes and the Oyla la-Torah said about that didn't exist in the days of the Gemara. Days of Rabbah, they didn't have that. That was invented, that was instituted in the days of the Gaonim, in the days of the Tanaim. Whoever got an aliyah read the aliyah. He read his own pasuk. He never had shnayim kari. He always had yochid kari. Never had two. So historically, Tosfos, historically that pshat doesn't fit into the Gemara. But somehow, the writer quotes the pshat, and other Rishonim do quote the pshat. So the question is, how does this fit in? What does this have to do with whether it's written by Yeshua ben Nun, written by Moshe Rabbeinu? So yeah, that's where we left off yesterday. So there is a din in Shulchan Aruch that the Rishonim quote from the Yerushalmi, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, organized the bris at Har Sinai and the bris in Arbis Moav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed that Aseres HaDibra, so all the Jewish people entered into a bris. And the Teichachem Chukaisai says, Eile Dibra Abris, the Bracha is a Klolos, it's Chavi Yonish. So the Teichachem ends off, Eile Dibra Abris, HaShakoros HaShem Menei Yisrael Behar Sinai. Then in the end of the Teichachem in Kisav, it says, Eile Dibra Abris, HaShakoros HaShem Behar Ismael, Melvad Abris, HaShakoros Yitam Behar Chorev, in addition to the bris. So both by the bris at Har Sinai, and by the bris and Arvis Moav. The Gemara says there were two separate britot. And by the both britot, Moshe Rabbeinu was the go-between, between Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, just like the Torah was given at Har Sinai and then Arvis Moav, Ayde Sarsur, there was a Sarsur is a man in between. Sarsu is like in real estate. He wants to sell a house, he wants to buy a house. I'm a middleman, I make a shidduch over here. I show him the house, and I convince him to buy the house, and I'm the one who puts it together. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the Sarsu between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel. There was a bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Sarsu. So just like the Torah, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Bnei Israel, the Sarsu, so too in Kriyas HaTorah, we should have Kriyas HaTorah should be like a replica of Mamre HaSinah. Just like Mamre HaSinah was Agdei Sarsur. So the Oilam Void, whenever we have Kriyas HaTorah, we should have Agdei Sarsur. What does it mean? So the you should have someone standing next to the Balkore, as if he's giving the Torah to the Balkore. And Balkore is not Balkore. Let's say the Oilam HaTorah. Balkore was introduced in the days of the Gaon. So that's in the days of the Gemara, the one who got the Aliyah, with Lane. So it's not that the one who gets the Aliyah is teaching the Torah to the Tzibur. You should have a Gabbai. So we have a Gabbai called Yamot. So we have two Gabboim to make sure he doesn't make any mistakes. In Shulchan Aruch they call that the Segel, the two Gabboim on the two sides. And the one who gets the Aliyah in the middle, so it looks like a Segel. So it says, come in Segel. But Mikra Adin, you don't need the segel. That's a minute. Mikra Adin, you need one Gabbai, not so much to call up the Oil of HaTorah, not for that. The Gabbai should stand next to the Oil of HaTorah, so it should look as if the Gabbai is giving the Torah to the Oil, and the Oil is transmitting it to Bnei Yisrael. That's the Yerushalmi. Just like the Torah was given on Har Sinai and Arvis Moav, by the Sarsur, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael, was Moshe Rabbeinu was in between. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, he in turn is giving it over to Bnei Yisrael. So the Gabbai on the side should be, it look as if he's giving the Torah to the Oil, the Torah is giving it to the whole Tzibur. So that's what it says, Medina de Gemara. So according to this Pshat, Yochid Kari Yosem, unlike all the other Aliyah, so Tosfos says historically the Pshat is not correct. Okay, it's wrong. Historically it's wrong. But how do they understand Pshat and the Gemara? We're talking a pshat that's not correct. But what do they think over here? So they apparently thought like this. If this section was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, everything that Moshe Rabbeinu said, he was the sarsur for the Rabban Shalom gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Bnei Yisrael. So we should have shnayim korim, the whole Kriyas HaTorah, we always have shnayim. We have a Balkari, we have the Oil HaTorah. So the Oil HaTorah is laying softly, as if he should say it before the Balkore. And the Balkore says out loud what the Oil HaTorah said to him beforehand. So it's as if the Oil HaTorah is giving it to the Balkore, the Balkore tells it to the Tzibur, like they say. But the Shemana Psukim Shabbatar, which wasn't written by Moshe Rabbeinu, so it wasn't the same as the rest of Kol HaTorku, so then you don't have the din of Sarsim. That's perhaps what they thought. That's perhaps what that Shita understood in the Gemara. Tosfos is not happy with the whole pshat. Historically, it can't be. In the days of Rav, who says Yochikar, they didn't have the whole institution of Balkari with the Balatar. So Tosfos doesn't like it. So how many pshatim are the Yochikar Yosem? So the one pshat, Yochikar Yosem, the Yochidim Yuchid, the Rav. So that we have that meaning, that the Rav gets Chasim Torah. The Ramo quotes that from the Martcha. Then you have Yochikar Yosem, you don't make Hoysophos. We don't understand why. We don't understand what it has to do with anything. So we don't make Hoysophos. Then the other pshat, you should learn it separately. We don't follow that shita. We learn Ma'ona l'kekedem. We learn from Ma'ona till the end. We do learn it with other things. We don't learn it separately. We don't follow that. And then the Rambam Shita is going funny. We don't follow that Rambam. That you don't need a minyan. But Shmani Pesach Mashal, we don't follow that opinion. Then the Yochid Kariyosam, that you don't have the two people laying together. So it says historically, that can't be the Pshat and the Gemara. Anyway, it's a famous problematic Gemara here. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon says, everything was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says in the Chumash, Ve'ikachavas Moshe Lichtav, it's called Dibra Terezas, Atumah, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote everything. How can he say that Yeshua ben Nun had it on? So he says it's not true. There was a difference. Kol HaTorah, Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Omer V'Koseh, Mikan, over here, the Shmonim Suk Menshavata, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Koseh B'Dema. That was the difference. So what does it mean? How do you translate the words? Moshe Omer V'Koseh, Moshe Omer V'Koseh. So Tosis writes, Moshe Koseh, this Tosis is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Svarim D'Garsi, Moshe Omer V'Koseh. That's what we have, two gears, Moshe Koseh V'Omer. On the side, they have the gears, Moshe Omer V'Koseh, Ken Tzorach Lias. Chenisa V'Baba Basra. That's Moshe Omer V'Koseh V'Chumra, here, L'Koseh Sefer Torah and Tefillah Mezuzah. The Gemara says in Megillah, when you're writing a Sefer Torah, Tefillah, and Mezuzah, you should have a Sefer Torah in front of you, and you should copy. It says, Bereshit Balakim, you should write in a new klaf what it says there. So there's a chumra that the Sofrim have, that when you're copying from the Sefer Torah in front of you on the table, you should mutter under your breath, Bereshit Balakim, and then you write, Es HaShemayim Esoretz, and then you write Es HaShemayim Esoretz. So Tosfos says, based on this girsa, Moshe Omer V'Koseh, you have this chumrahu, the Koseh front for the mezuzah, that they should pronounce the words before they write it. So Rav Soloveitchik said, why is it a chumrah? Isn't that what it says in the Gemara? Moshe Omer V'Koseh. Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, Bereshis Barlekim, he even mumbled under his breath, Bereshis Barlekim, then he wrote it. Why is it a chumrah? Isn't that the pshat in the Gemara? So he said, no. He said, I think, B'Shem Rav Chaim, no. This Rav Chaim is based on the Netziv. The Netziv has his commentary on Chumash. So it says, before Shiras Hazino, it says, V'at tekis v'lachem es ha-shira ha-zois, v'lam des b'nei yisos him ha-befim. So the Netziv writes in his commentary on Chumash that Kol HaTarukula was Moshe Omer b'koseiv. Moshe Rabbeinu first delivered the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael, and then after he delivered it, and it was Chal Hashem Nevuah on it, then he would write it down. What is the word Nevuah? Why do you say the word Nevuah has to do with delivering the prophecy to the Bnei Yisrael? Because we have Tenuva, is the branch of the government that buys all of the canvas from all the farmers, based on the word in Biblical Hebrew, Bore Niv Sfasayim. Niv is when you pronounce words, that's called nivsosayim, the produce of the lips. So tenuva is the produce that grows from the ground. So nevuah means a nevuah, that's a message that the Navi delivers to the public, either to the Jewish people, to the non-Jewish people, or to an individual person, different kinds of nevuah. So Moshe Omer V'Koseh Kol HaTarkula, except for Hazino, except for Shemana Pesukim, is Moshe Omer V'Koseh. First he delivered the Nevuah. Omer doesn't mean he muttered under his breath, he mumbled the words Bereshis Balakim before he wrote it down. That's a chumrah. That's not the real pshat. That's the wrong pshat. The real pshat is Moshe Omer, Moshe Rabbeinu would deliver the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael. It would be Chal Anan Hashem, Chal Hashem Nevuah, Bore Niv Sfasayim. And after it was Chal Adin Nevuah, then he wrote it down. It was Nitan that he kaseiv, and then it became a Cheftza Shel Torah. And Hazino, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe and Yoshua, Ati kisva lachem es ha-shir ha-zos, first write it down, and never lamda b'fin, and then deliver the nevuah to Bnei Yisrael. Hazino is full of nevuahs. So Hazino was singled out. So that's what apparently Tosfos understood. The real pshat of the Gemara, Moshe Omer V'Koseh, doesn't mean that he muttered the words under his breath. It means he delivered the nevuah to Bnei Yisrael. And after it was chala, chala shem nevuah, then he could write it down, it was chala din Torah. There's the famous pshat from the Vilna Gaon, Moshe Koseh B'Dema. It's a funny pshat. Moshe Koseh B'Dema is a simple pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu was crying. Why is he crying? It's a simple pshat because he's writing about his own obituary. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. But everybody knows we're all going to die. So what are you going to cry about? He lived 120, so it was pretty good. So what's so bad? What's he crying about? Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe he was crying that it wasn't this Kaddish al Yodai. The Lesh Bane Psukim wasn't true yet. It didn't happen yet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, write it in the Chumash. When it will become true, then the Sefer Torah will be in this Kaddish. It didn't become true till after he died. So maybe that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe he was crying because the whole Torah was not yet in this Kaddish al Yodai. It became this Kaddish after he died. So maybe that's why he was crying. So the Pasha Pshat, Moshe Kosev Edema, he was crying, he had tears in his eyes. For whatever reason, he was crying. So the Vilna Gaon they quote the name of the Vilna Gaon. We have very little written by the Vilna Gaon, just have the Bi'ur HaGaon Shulchan Aruch. All the other things that Talmidim wrote, I think the Bi'ur HaGaon Shulchan Aruch, the Vilna Gaon himself wrote, and the Bi'ur on Sifrit Tznius'im, on Kabbalah, that was written by the Gaon himself. And everything else is written by Talmidim. So it's usually reliable. Once in a while, it's absolutely not reliable. After the Vilna Gaon passed away, so people were saying over things in the name of the Vilna Gaon, and that the Yonim and Vilna said some of them are dead wrong. Halacha is wrong. So they were farsim. They hung up my doors, and no one, they prohibited. No one's allowed to say anything in the name of the Vilna Gaon unless they clear it first with the bezel, because people were saying ridiculous things. One of the famous things that's against the din. Was, it says in the Chumash, they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon, Kisihiena li shtei nashim, achas ahuva b'achas nuva. V'yodolo banim ha'ahuva b'achas nuva. Sounds like the ahuva had the baby first, b'achas nuva. V'yodolo banim ha'ahuva. V'ya ben apcher lasniya. How did that happen? What do you mean apcher lasniya? So v'yodolo banim ha'ahuva b'achas nuva. The ahuva had a baby first, then this nuva. How can it be that the apcher is lasniya? So they said, the Vilna Gaon said, that the snua became pregnant first. Her pregnancy preceded, even though the ahuva gave birth first, but since the snua became pregnant before the ahuva, so the child who's born second is the pchor. So the dayanim said it's against Allah and Shulchan Aruch, against the Gemara. The Gemara said it depends who's born first. Doesn't depend who became pregnant first. So they said, the Vilna Gaon didn't say that. Some wise guy said it in the name of the Vilna Gaon. And that's what irritated them. So he said, no one should print a say over the Beterbe unless they have authorization from the Bezin, because they're going to print over ridiculous things. So this is one of the famous things, the name of the Vilna Gaon. They don't say it's not true, but it's a funny pshat, that there's a pasuk in Mishpatim that's a very difficult pasuk, Pshut Shal Mikra. What does it mean? Very difficult pshat. So the Ibn Ezra over there quotes from one of the Karoim. Every so often Ibn Ezra and Chumash quotes from the Karoim. He quotes from the Karoim and he makes fun of it. He says it's ridiculous. He says you shouldn't practice birth control. When you get married, Meliyoscha means when your wife is highly pregnant. She has a big stomach. So you shouldn't postpone. Lo siachi, shouldn't postpone having your wife become pregnant. V'demacha, dema means the shichva zera. So you shouldn't postpone being with your wife after you get married already and making her pregnant. You should fulfill peri-rivia right away. So this is what one of the karoyim writes. So the Ibn Ezra makes fun of him. So the posuk should say the reverse. Demacha melioscha lo seachi. She doesn't become pregnant before he impregnates her. So demacha is the tipas shichva zera. So she say demacha melioscha. So he said the whole pshat is wrong. So he says, Ibn Ezra says, it's a difficult pasuk. It's so difficult. Here we have to follow the Kabbalah, the tradition of the Gemara. So Gemara says, you're not allowed to be mishana say the hafroshes. You have to be mafresh first bikurim, and then after bikurim, you're mafresh when it's still attached to the ground. And then after you detach it from the ground, then you have to be mafresh from the gedolah, then the ma'aserishim, ma'aserisheni. If mishana the say the ha'maisvus, then you like it. Then it's an aveira. And the Revan is din. So what does it mean? Meleyoscha. Meleyoscha means the bikurim, when it becomes ripe. When the pears become ripe and you mafish bikurim, you shouldn't postpone Kriya Shem bikurim till after your Kriya Shem truma. You should first be mafish bikurim. And what is demacha? So the demacha means the truma, like meduma. Meduma in the Gemara, there's a word demai with an aleph, then there's meduma with an ay. Meduma means if by accident truma fell into chulin. So the whole thing is mixed up together. Everything is meduma. The truma is mixed in with the chulin. So in a Torah, the truma is bottled b'rayv. If you have 51% is chulin and 49% is truma, says bottled b'rayv. The rabbanan, you need mayo. you know, you have to, in order to be mevatel truma, if it's made a minute, you have to have made. So the pasuk, so that's meduma. So here the pasuk says, the truma is called dimacha because the truma, whenever you have chul, whenever you have tevel, so the truma is floating around. Truma psichabe, that's the loshon agamar. The truma psichabe, the truma is floating around there. When you kore shem truma, you're designating which is the truma. So the quote from the Vilna Gaon that Moshe Kaisa Bedema, the word Bedema means mixed in. It's all mixed in together. But Moshe Rabbeinu, everything else on the Chumash, Moshe Oimer V'Kaisa, he pronounced what the Nevuah was. Bereshis Bar Elokim, he said all the words. Here it says, Vayomas Shem Moshe Eved Hashem, in past tense. Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. But Moshe Rabbeinu can't say that if he's still alive. So he didn't, when he, how did he write it? He didn't pronounce the word, so you could read it V'yomus Shamosha, not V'yomus Shamosha. So he wrote it Bedema. He wrote it, and the letters, he didn't pronounce it. It wasn't Moshe Amir because he didn't pronounce it, because it wasn't true to say V'yomus. It's possible that it's true V'yomus Shamosha, he will die. But he didn't say, so the meaning of the words was floating around. It was unclear. That's what they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon. It's a funny pshat. A very funny pshat. I remember many years ago, the OU always used to have, every other year they used to have a convention, a national convention on Thanksgiving weekend. And a lot of times the Aguda would have an annual convention every year on Thanksgiving. A lot of times they were down the block from each other in the mountains, two different hotels. So I remember the first time they invited me to speak at the OU convention, they asked me to give a shiur on Shabbos afternoon after Shabbos Shudas before Ma'ariv. They wanted to wait for Ma'ariv. So I said, it says in Shulchan Aruch, there's a minhag, you don't give a shiur in between Mincha and Ma'ariv on Shabbos afternoon. So the guy in charge never heard of this. So he has to ask Rabbi Soloveitchik. Everything you have to ask Rabbi Soloveitchik. You have to ask him, he's allowed to turn on the lights on Shabbos. You have to ask Rabbi Soloveitchik. So he asked Rabbi Soloveitchik. He said, Rabbi Soloveitchik said, yeah, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. There's a minhag, you don't give a shiur. That's the Tosfos here, has that. Nikan Ve'ela. They say Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos, so we say Tzidkoscha, Tzidik Adin. We're all sad about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. So every week we say Tzidkoscha. And the minhag is that you don't koveya. The Gemara has a din. Tosfos has it, and the fifth line of Tosfos says it's in Moik. You see on the margin on the left side, it says it's a Gemara in Moikot and Davcha, Beis and Merala, Ayin Sham Heitev. Ayin Sham, whenever it says in Tosfos, Ayin Sham, it means look over there, the girsa is different. So over here, it's not accurate the way it says. See, a lot of times, what do you have? Sometimes on the margin of the Gemara, it's going to say, Yuma Dav Chav Gimel Ayin Sham. So Ayin Sham means the Shinui. Sometimes here it's in the name of Rabbi Yechon, there it's the name of Rabbi Lozer, here it's the name of Abai, there it's the name of Rabbi, a different name. We usually don't pay attention to the name. So sometimes it says the opposite. Here it says Abai said Os, and there it's Abai said Mutta. So Ayin Sham means that there's a Shina in Nusach there, sometimes a different name, sometimes a different din, sometimes the details. Here it says Ayin Sham Heitev. Why Ayin Sham Heitev? Because it's not accurate the way Tosfos quoted it. The Gemara says Chacham Shemeis. It's a Gemara Maikot. Chacham Shemeis. If a Talmud Chacham died, he was the rabbi of this community. Beis Midrash Batal, the whole yeshiva where he was the rabbi, the Rebbe, they shouldn't have public learning. Each one should learn privately, but shouldn't have public learning. Av Bezin Shemeis, if a chief rabbi dies, all the Batim Midrashas are B'tenu. See, Tosfos put together two different Gemaras. Tosfos has Chacham Shemeis, kol Batim Midrashas Shabir, B'tenu. That's not correct. Chacham Shemeis, Beis Midrashas Batal. And Abbezin Shemeis called about the Midrash Shabir Abitelim. All right. So Moshe Rabbeinu died. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Rebbe of all the Rabban Shukol Yisrael. So since he died a long time ago. But since he died on Shabbos afternoon, that's the tradition. He died on Shabbos afternoon. That's why we say Tzidkoscha, Tzidik Adin. So we have a minig. All about the Midrashas all over the world, we don't give a shir in learning. People learn privately, or the rabbi gives a drasha. That's why he gives a drasha on Pirkei Avos. He gives a drasha, he gives a sermon, but he doesn't give a shiur. Many communities don't have this minhag, but then the Rambam Shulchan Aruch quotes the minhag. This is the quoting from the days of the Gaonim. This was introduced to say Tzidkoscha, because Tzidik Adin for the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, to give a public shim. So Rabbi Soloveitchik told him, yeah, they should put on the program that Rabbi Shechter is going to give a Torah address. But it shouldn't be a shir, it should be a drasha, a Torah address. Okay. So Rabbi Soloveitchik approved it. Sure. There was once a man that didn't show up in shul Shabbos morning, and he comes to shul mincha time and says his wife had a baby, a baby boy, and they had a cesarean section, so they all said they're going to have a bris next Shabbos. So they told one of the other rabbis in the neighborhood. So he said, "What do you mean? The Gemara has a machlokes. If a woman had a cesarean section, where the milah is the chashav, so we paskin, it's a sveka dina. What do you do the bris? Let's say the baby's delivered cesarean delivery on Monday. So one opinion, you can do the bris today. You don't have to wait till the Yom Shemini. The other opinion is no, you have to wait till Shemini, and it's Decha Shabbos. So it's a sveka dina how we paskin. So we go the chum in both directions. So you shouldn't do the bris till the Yom Shemini, but if the cesarean delivery was on Shabbos, then it's not Decha Shabbos. You have to wait till Sunday. Because of the machlekes, you go the chum in both directions. So the local rabbi with the balabaz dan, he didn't know the din. So the famish din of Shulchan, the Gemara, he didn't know the din. And when they told the other rabbi, so he said, "What are you talking about? There is no such thing." So he came to the rabbi came to the other rabbi. He brought him the Gemara and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch showed him. The Gemara it's a machlekes. Rambam Shulchan Aruch says sveka dina. So the rabbi realized that he didn't know Hilchas Milah. So he said, "Has to ask Rabbi Soloveitchik what the din." What Rabbi Soloveitchik had everything different. Rabbi Soloveitchik followed everything that he said in the Shulchan Aruch. They think everything was different by Rabbi Soloveitchik. It was a cover-up, because he realized he didn't know the din. He has to ask Rabbi Soloveitchik. So the other rabbi said, "Well, what's Rabbi Soloveitchik going to say? It's an often a din in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Soloveitchik followed the Shulchan Aruch like everybody else did." Yeah. Yeah, the Tyson says Shmoneh Pesukim Shabbatei Yochai Kariyav, and they quote the Rabbeinu Meshulam had the other pshat about having two people laying together. Okay, now the Gemara talks about a new topic. We have a pasuk in Chumash, Kisva Lachem Asashir Hazoyis V'Lamdes Bnei Yisrael Sima B'Fiim. So what is that referring to? So the pasuk pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua Ben Nun, and he says they should write Hazinu and then deliver the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael. So we said the Nitziv said, unlike all our Torah Kula, that it was Moshe Oymer B'Kais, Moshe Rabbeinu delivered the Nevuah first, and then he wrote it down. Shiva Sazina was singled out first. Kisva Lachem, why in the plural? Means Moshe and Yeshua. They should write down Shiva Sazina, and then V'lam Des Bnei Yisrael, and then deliver the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael. So the Torah Shebaal Peh has a tradition that in addition to the Pshut Shal Mikra, that it goes on the plural, Kisva Lachem, goes on Moshe and Yeshua. Should write the Shira Shira Sazinu and then deliver the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael. Kisva Lachem means goes on every Jewish man throughout all the generations, has a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Kisva Lachem is Shira Hazois for the purpose of Alamdas Bnei Yisrael. Everyone should have a Jewish library. Now, Jewish library have thousands of books, a Jewish library. In the days of the Moshe Rabbeinu, there was only one book, the Chamishul Chamshe Torah. That was the whole Jewish library. Okay. So the Shaila is, how are you supposed to fulfill this? Amrav gin lamarav, alakech sefer Torah min hashuk. If you buy an already written sefer Torah, are you in fulfillment of the mitzvah of kisva lachem? He says, kechotef mitzvah min hashuk. As if you grab the mitzvah. If ksav, if you write it yourself, malal akasav, kilo kibla mehasina. That's marvelous. Considered as if you received it at Harsina. But if you bought it from the store, alakech sefer Torah min hashuk, what does it mean? Kechotef mitzvah. So he is yotze, he's not yotze. How do you translate this? So what does Rashi say? Kechotef mitzvah, or mitzvah avad. He is yotze the mitzvah. But if ksavoi the yatzmai, if he writes it himself, that's a hidden mitzvah. But if he buys an already written sefer Torah, it wasn't written. He didn't commission the sefer to write it for him. He bought an already written sefer Torah. So that's cheating. But cheating is yotze, Rashi says. And he said, "Chayta mitzvah, mitzvah of it is yotze." Avli kasa, but if he writes it himself or he commissions himself to write it, avli mitzvah he say it. Then it's a hidden mitzvah. That's what Rashi says. The Ramah in Yeridaya in Yeridei Chela Gimel, they have all the dinim of the mitzvah of Ksivas Hakhtar. So the Ramah says, that's what Rashi says, but the Rambam seems to hold that you're not Yotzim. Gechayt of mitzvah min Ashuk means you're cheating and you're not Yotzim. Because Kisva Lachem, you have to write a Sefer Torah. If you buy one that's already written, you're not Yotzim. That's how the Ramah understood the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. The Beis HaLevi has a tshuva. He says the Ramah misunderstood. He said, if you look in the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it says the Farish. Like Rashi, you are Yotzim. But there are three Madregas. Best is if you mitzvah by Yosef B'shluchi, you write your own Sefer Torah. And second best is you should commission a Sefer to write on your behalf. And the lowest level of fulfilling the mitzvah is a koina Sefer Torah min Ashuk. A lekech Sefer Torah min Ashuk, a chaytav mitzvah min Ashuk. You yotzei that way also. The shaila is, are you yotzei b'shutfas? This is a very expensive proposition. You have to have a lot of money to write, you have to have a lot of time to write your own Sefer Torah. Even to commission a Sefer costs thousands of dollars. It costs a fortune of money. To commission a Sefer to write a Sefer Torah. So in Europe, there was a big machlokes, the Pesachei Teshuva in Yerodei. Pesachei Teshuva was written in the late 1800s. So the Gedolim in Europe had a machlokes. Can you fulfill the mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah B'shutfus? Because every community, every 50, 60 years, they would put together money. Everyone would give a dollar or two. However much money they could give. And then they would commission a Sefer to write a Sefer Torah on behalf of all the people in the community. So people live 70, 80 years. So probably once during their lifetime they donated a dollar towards to commission a Sefer to write a Sefer Torah. And a few hundred people together joined B'shutfus to write a Sefer Torah. Are you Yotzi B'shutfus? So some Achrayim said that there's a Gemara in Chulin, the end of Chulin, where the Gemara discusses which mitzvahs can you fulfill, like the Shutfis, and which not. So the Gemara develops a klal. Whenever the Chumash writes the mitzvah in the plural, then it means that you can fulfill the mitzvah in the Shutfis. When it was written in singular, then you cannot fulfill it. So if the Gemara gives you the klal, here it says Kisva Lachem, it's written in the plural. So then it should come out, according to the klal and the Gemara, that you can be yotzi, you can fulfill a mitzvah, they should. So other Gedolim said, not only do we not know how to darshan psukim, even if the Gemara tells you what the rule is, we don't know how to apply the rule. Maybe we're applying it incorrectly. So that was a big machlokes. Are you yotzi, the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, if you have a whole group of people, do it b'shut. Sridi Yesh has a truth about that. Then there's a big machlokes, what's the nature of the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah? The Rambam writes, only the men are mechuyev to write the Sefer Torah. The women are not mechuyev. So the Shagas Ari says, why is not a mitzvah, says the Shas Bangrama, why are women exempt? So the Pashto says, because women who write the Sefer Torah, the apostle, the Gemara says in Gittin, and after Mehem and Beis, a famous Gemara, that if a woman writes, even though women are mechuyev in mezuzah, but a woman can't write her own mezuzah. Because in Chumash Dvar, midarshan smuchim. In Kol HaTarakula, Bereshit Tu Bamidbar, you don't darshan smuchim, you only darshan hekesh. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, we assume that there's a connection. If you have two psukim next to each other, we don't darshan smuchim except for Mishnah Torah, only Chumash Dvarim. Why is Chumash Dvarim different? So we said the other day, because Chumash Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's starting from Rosh Chodesh Shvat. That's what it says in the first pasuk. It's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die on Zion Adar, a month and a week he has, and he's going to review all of Torah Shabbat with them. So in reviewing Torah Shabbat Peh, how does he organize it? So he didn't have the Rambam to organize the way the Rambam organized it. So he says over one din, and by association that reminds him of the second din. By association that reminds him of the third din. By association that reminds him of the fourth din. Each din reminds him of another din. So that's why in Chumash Dvarim, Darshan Smuchim, because Moshe Rabbeinu said it in that order. The Rebbeinu Shalom dictated, the way it appears in the Chumash, not that Moshe Rabbeinu said it, the way the Rebbeinu Shalom told him to write it. But the Seder HaDvarim is the way Moshe Rabbeinu said it, because each din reminded him of another din, and the next din reminded him of another din. And Mishnah Torah, because it's all Torah Shabbat Peh, Moshe Rabbeinu, Midas Atzma Omra, so that's why we darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah. So you have the two psukim in Kriyashma, it says, Ukshat Menosah Yadecha V'hoyeret Tetavis Beninecha. Next pasuk says, Chsavta Ma'al Mezuzah Be'secha B'sharecha. So the only one who's kosher to write the mezuzah is one who's a bar kshira. One is mechuyev to wear tefillin. Women are not mechuyev to wear tefillin, so therefore they're puzzled for ksivas and mezuzah. They can't write their own mezuzah. There's even a machlekes, can the woman nail the mezuzah up on the door? Somehow the woman is not only pasul for ksivas hamezuzah, she's pasul for nailing the mezuzah as well. That's a big shaila. Let's say a man is sick, and he can barely move, and he wants to put on tefillin. So his wife will tie the tefillin on his own. Is a yotzei if the wife ties the tefillin? Maybe just like women are pasul for ksivas hatefillin, maybe the pasul for kshivas hatefillin, anochas hatefillin. So the Maamshik has a tshuva about this. Rav Soloveitchik had, he was sick for a while, he had colon cancer, he had surgery, so when he was very weak, his son was in Eretz Yisrael then, and his wife and his daughters would come to the hospital, they would put tefillin on him. So he thought that was a joke with the Maamshik. Maamshik was a Talmud of Chassam Sofer. It's a very different style of learning. So he didn't accept that. He only had a subject, but he says a bracha. Maybe only say a bracha. If you're doing the Maisa Mitzvah, he's laying there, he's not doing the Anocha, and someone else is doing. He has the Kiyama Mitzvah. But he has a lot of rayas that you only say a bracha when you do the Maisa Mitzvah. But that's his shaila was about the bracha, it's not about the Anocha. And others say no, others have a chiddush. Let's say a child before Bar Mitzvah, you have the child put on tefillin. So some say, if the child puts on the tefillin, he's not yotze anything, because he's a katan, he's not mechuyev. The father should tighten the tefillin. The father is a bar chiyuv. The father should tighten the tefillin on the kid. And then the kid should say the bracha. The father should do the hanoche. If the kid is going to do the tefillin, it'll be possible, because he's not a bar chiyuv. Different opinions. And the reason, this is in the last 100 years. Before 100 years ago, nobody ever dreamt about these wild ideas. Yeah. So, what were we talking about? What?
Shutzlis.
So the Gemara said women are possible for Ksivas Eftar. So the Shagas Hari said maybe that's why the Rambam says that women are potter from the mitzvah of Ksivas Eftar, because they're going to write a Eftar and be possible. So he says women are mechuyev and mezuzah, they can't write the Rambam mezuzah. Say women are mechuyev and Ksivas Eftar, they have to commission a man. They write this Eftar for them. So he thinks the Rambam is wrong. Shagas Hari was very original thinker. He said, Rambam is wrong. Women are just as mechuyev as the men in Ksivas Sefer Torah. Some Talmid Chacham in Brooklyn recently came up with a wild din. I think he's absolutely 100% wrong. He had a chiddush when they're collecting money to put together money to write a Sefer Torah with shutvis. So if a woman chips in, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. Good morning. But since women are possible for Ksivas Sefer Torah, the woman is chipping in, so she appointed the Sefer as the Shliach, so the whole thing is. I thought it was ridiculous. And if a guy hires a Jew to shecht the behemah, so it's no good. The Jew is right shechting them. A man is writing the Sefer Torah. So the Shagas Hari doesn't like the Rambam. So the Beis HaLevi says, no, I understand the Rambam. The Pasuk says, Kisvu lachem es asher asas v'lamdes b'nei Yisrael. The purpose of writing Sefer Torah is that you should have a library at home. You should be able to learn. So men are mechuyev in Talmud Torah, women are not mechuyev in Talmud Torah. So that's why women are potter. Am I supposed to stop now? Not yet.
If possible, yeah.
What time is it?
It's 11:10.
10?
Five more minutes.
Yeah, okay. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia has a big machlokes hatanaim, Rav Shimon bar Yochai. The author of the Zohar has a machlokes with the Chachamim, whether dashin in time in the Krah or loy dashin in time in the Krah. Whenever you have a pasuk that has a mitzvah and it doesn't say what the reason is. So the Gemara says we always try to figure out what's the reason for the mitzvah. What moral, ethical, or religious principle is the Torah trying to convey to us by giving us this mitzvah? The Gemara has a discussion. How come a ganav pays kefil and a gazlan does not pay kefil? So the Gemara gives you an explanation. How come Chamisha Boker Sham Tachas Hashor Barbetzon Tachas Haseh? How come you don't make an irani daches if it's on the border of Eretz Yisrael? What lessons is the Torah teaching us with all these things? So that the Gemara always has. You always try, that's the chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, to learn all the details of the mitzvah and to try to figure out what moral, ethical, and religious principle is the Torah teaching us. The machlekes hatanan, whether dashin and tamid dekro, is whether tamid hamitzvahs constitute a midrash haturn the dreshes ben. Does it regulate the application of the mitzvah? Like you have a kvala prata klal. So it teaches you sometimes you observe the mitzvah, sometimes you don't have to observe the mitzvah. So they say that tamid hamitzvah are from the midrash haturn and the dreshes ben. And whenever the reason doesn't apply, the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. You say, no, there's shein time in the krua. Time Tami HaMitzvah is a chelik of Talmud Torah, but it's not from the Midrash HaTorah and the Rashi's plan. So we paskan against Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar, has a lot about Tami HaMitzvah. So he was of the opinion that Tami HaMitzvah are Midrash HaTorah and the Rashi's plan. It can regulate the application of the mitzvah. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the second Perek, says there's a pasuk in Chumash, the melech is not allowed to have more than 18 wives. Lo yarbel anoshim, v'lo yoser es levav. So the simple translation of the pasuk is, lo yarbel anoshim is not allowed to marry more than 18 wives, v'lo yoser es levav, because he's going to have more than 18 wives, then it's going to cause him to sin. That's the pasuk pshat in the pasuk. So the Gemara has a machloikas satanayim. What if he has 18 wives? Now he's going to marry the valedictorian from Beis Yankiv, the biggest tzaddikus in the class. She's going to keep him in line. She's a frumah. She's a rebbetzin. She's going to marry the melech. The one Tana says is mutta. It says in the chumash le'avonai. If she's a big tzaddikus, so the reason doesn't apply. So the mitzvah doesn't apply. The Gemara said we don't hold that she in time. The quote's only Reb Shimon. Gemara says no. Machlekes Reb Shimon Rabbanan is only when the chumash doesn't write it explicitly. Here the Chumash writes the mitzvah, and he writes explicitly the reason for the mitzvah. So then, even the Chachamim, the Reb Shimon would agree, yes, Tashin and Tanya Likra. So every so often you have a pasuk like that. Yeah, for example, the Mishnah said, the pasuk said in the Chumash, when somebody dies, Kavadik Barana Bayamahu, it was told in the plus al her. So you have to bury the person the same day, you shouldn't leave him overnight. You should bury him the same day. What if Helenei Lechvodo? What if today, when someone dies, we never have the funeral the same day. You call up the relatives and the children, and the children live the other side of the globe. So you call up, you want to notify all the people in the community that should come. So they can't come the same day. So you always have to, a funeral is going to be either the day after, 2 days after, a couple of days later. So the Mishnah says, if they left them overnight, to get more people to attend the funeral, they wanted to bring an Oren, a fancy Oren, a Tachrichem, or they used to play music in the days of they used to play music, soft, sad music, I guess, not dancing music, at a funeral, when they had Maspidim, they used to play music by the husband. So if Helinev Lechvoda, then it's Mutter. Why? What happened? Taloi Dashin and Tamil Kwa? No, it says, Solon of Lossi, Kikilon Salakim Taloi, because man was created in Salim al Kim, and it'd be Zoyan Ames to leave him overnight. But if you leave him overnight, Lechvoda, then you see from the reason. The Chumash writes the reason. Whatever the reason doesn't apply. So the whole din doesn't apply. So that's what the Beis HaLevi says. Here, the Pasuk says, Kisva lachem v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael. The purpose of writing a Sefer Torah is in order to learn Torah. So since women are part of Talmud Torah, that's how the Rambam knew that the women are not mechuyev in this mitzvah. This is a big question in Poskim. Is that really the mitzvah? The Pischei Tshuva quotes the Shem. Let's say a guy writes a Sefer Torah. He commissions a wealthy man, commissions a Sefer Torah. He says, what's he going to do with the Sefer Torah, the rich man? So he donates it to the Shul. So he doesn't have it at home anymore. He donated it, gave it away to the Shul. So he can't, whenever he wants, he can't take it out. It belongs to the Shul now. So some, a lot of Achraim say, he just ruined the mitzvah. Let's say you wrote a Sefer Torah, then you burn it. You wrote a Sefer Torah, then it got lost. So you don't have it anymore. So some hold, if you wrote a Sefer Torah and you put it in the shul, you donate it to the shul, you lost the mitzvah. The mitzvah is kisva lachem v'lamda. You should have a library at home. You should be able to learn. Others disagree. The pischei tshuva and yeridek. Others disagree. Say no. The purpose of the mitzvah, the kavana, is not in order to have a Jewish library. You should be able to learn. The purpose of having a Sefer Torah is to preserve the text of the chamish u'chum shetar. So the more Sefer Torah there will be in the world, so the more the text will be preserved. People will not make a mistake. What is the correct text of the Sefer Torah? So if I write a Sefer Torah and I give it away to the shul, so there's another Sefer Torah in the world. I brought another Sefer Torah in the world. That will preserve the text. So if you say like that, then the whole explanation that Beis HaLevi gave is not true. It's not that women are pata because they're not mechuyev in Talmud Torah. It has nothing to do with Talmud Torah. Means to have ribui svarim to preserve the text of the Chumash of the Torah Shebichsav. So that's there's a big discussions in Yodeh. It's very unclear what the nature of the mitzvah is, what the mitzvah of ksiva hayu yotze b'shutfis, and whether the nature of the mitzvah is to have a safer Torah available whenever you want. You should learn. The Tur quotes in the name of the Rosh, his father. that Bizman Hazeh, we don't learn from Sifri Torah, we learn from written Svarim. We learn. So the Bizman Hazeh, you yotze the mitzvah if you have a whole Jewish library. So there's a machlekes that they say from the Bach, what did the Rosh mean to say? It means you don't have to write a Sefer Torah anymore. You only have to buy art scrolls. You have to buy art scrolls, you Talmud, Yerushalmi, Bavli, Tanakh, everything. You have to buy all this, or the Rosh meant it's not enough to have Ksiva Sefer Torah. In addition to Ksiva Sefer Torah, you also have to have a full library. So that's unclear. So some understood the Rosh, the whole mitzvah changes, the whole purpose of the mitzvah is Valamda. Today nobody learns from the Sefer Torah. In the days of the Tanaim, they used to take the Sefer Torah and read from the Sefer Torah and read in between the lines and make the Rosh. Today nobody does that. So today you run the Yotzeh, so that's how the B'yas Yosef said. Today you run the Yotzeh of the mitzvah if you have the art scroll, if you have all the Gemaras and so on. You're not Yotzeh of the mitzvah if you have a Sefer Torah. Different opinions. Okay, so we better stop now.